My God, there is just so much going on. It is just absolutely crazy. The things that people are doing to one another. It's unfortunate that now when folks tell you things, you have to say, I'm not surprised.
All right.
At one time, we were shocked about what we heard. But now we're not surprised. People of God are about to be duped, tricked. I hear so much. I hear how Satan talks to you. How he tells you to do things. How he convinces you to do these things. And how he tells you that you're sick. How he tells you that you won't make it. How he tells you that you can never be blessed. How he tells you that you won't be healed. How he tells you that your family will never be delivered or set free. And then in the same verse I hear that he has no power.
All right, come on.
If he don't have no power, how is he able to do all these things?
Come on.
I was talking to a friend and we were talking about the beast. We were talking when we were in Revelations and we were talking about the beast that everybody is so afraid of. Because he got all these horns. And all these heads. So we don't read Revelation because we don't want to see the monster. I hate to admit this, but it's the God's honest truth. Every morning I wake up and look in the mirror, guess what I see? The monster. I see the beast. And I understand that I have to die daily. That I can keep the beast under control. Amen. We have to control our beast. Or our beast will have us for lunch. We are playing this game with Satan, and he could absolutely care less. Why should he care when you're going to beat yourself up? When you're going to spend half your life judging yourself for what you've been through? Or what you think you've done, or what folks have said you've done? You spend your life judging yourself and beating up on yourself. Condemning yourself. I've preached this message so many times before, I've been studying it instead of just reading it. And I preached it, and as I studied it, I mean, God has just been blessing me and opening up things to my spirit that actually scares me, Brother Larry. It scares me to the point to think that we are headed down the wrong road. Amen. Remember we said last week how the Word of God is now saying that hell is enlarging itself. And we think that it's enlarging itself for the world. But we do understand that it's enlarging itself for the church.
Amen.
Because judgment is going to start where first? In the house of God.
Amen.
So I was reading this again. And I actually think we ought to minister on this at least twice a year. Because if we don't, people are going to mess up.
Amen.
I would be very sorry and brokenhearted to get before the throne of God and for him to say to me, get out from before me, you worker of iniquity, after I've laid my life down for the kingdom of God and done that which I thought was right in the eyes of God, gave my finance and sold my tithe and gave my life and gave up peace and gave up joy just for the kingdom of God, and then to find out that I still miss God.
All right now.
This ain't one of them shouters.
That's okay. Hallelujah.
Go to 2 Thessalonians. The second chapter. God started showing me some stuff. I understand now why God said it's been made known for you to know the mysteries.
Yeah.
Because he's letting us know that you will never ascertain all the information that I have for you.
Yeah.
I don't care how smart, how intelligent you may be, there is always something that God can teach you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him. We're fighting amongst ourselves.
Amen.
My church is greater than your church. My pastor is more anointed than your pastor. The word coming out of my church is greater than the word that you're getting. Why are you still going to that church? It's the truth. We're battling amongst ourselves over whose name is the greatest, or whose name comes from God. I've had a guy argue with me over how long his church has been in existence. And he didn't leave me alone till I told him, who cares? Do you know how many Liberty Temple churches it is in the state of Michigan?
Amen.
Go on the internet.
Amen.
And they're all teaching a different word. But what God wants us to understand is that that same word is to bring us together and make us whole.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to, you know, listen to Brother Shambach and the different ones, and I used to say to myself, man, they're just teaching that old word. All you ever hear out of them is salvation. All right, once I get salvation, how do I make it? And like Brother Pastor told Brother Keys, how God told Brother Keys, God spoke to me. How many folks you done led to the Lord? How many folks done got up out of wheelchairs for you? How many blinded eyes been opened for you? So why are you so quick to judge what he preaching?
All right.
Amen. I have found out that most times folks that judge should be judged. God wants us to come together in unity.
Amen.
But it's a whole lot of stuff going on.
Amen.
It said that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, is that the day of Christ is at hand. I come to a place where I said, you know, I won't preach on the end time. And I couldn't understand why I didn't want to preach on the end time. And then it hit me, Elder Redwine. Why preach on the end time when we're already living in Revelation?
Yeah.
All right.
We're living in revelations. When God is going to the church and said, I see the great work that you've done. I see how the folks are saved and delivered, but I have someone against you. I see how you fed the sick, the hungry, and the sick have been healed, and those without peace have received peace, but I still have someone against you. Don't you be soon shaken. There are things going on in our lives that are meant to agitate us. I can get agitated at the drop of a hat. And realize that I might have missed my visitation of God. Don't you be so quickly agitated because things ain't going the way you think they should go. Because you don't have the finance that you think you ought to have. Or you're not doing the ministry that God done prophesied that you should be doing. Don't get agitated. You better keep the peace of God. Don't you be shaking in mind, or most times we get screwed up in our intellect. Because, I don't know, most of the folks I come into think they are just too smart. You can't tell them nothing. They know it all already. Amen. Y'all awful quiet. Know about word. Do you know that? Let's see. I want to get this right. Yeah, I think I'll be right. 90% of a church or the body of Christ is screwed up because of a word that they're listening to.
All right.
I have people that refuse to go to church because they say that you're not right.
All right. All right.
But they'll sit at home and watch preaching on television all day. Then they get so super spiritual that they decide they need to text you and enlighten your life. Brother Tony, I got a text at about 7:30 in the morning, and it said, I saved it because every time I look at it, I get hysterical. Telling me not to judge, lest you shall be judged. So now I'm sitting there trying to figure out who'd I judge? This was scripture. I mean, they used the whole book to send me this. And the more I read it, the more upset I get, Sister Chandra. Because I'm going, who the heck do they think they are? I ain't seen them in a year and a half. How they gonna tell me not to judge? So I sent the text back. Really? You know, when you say that, folks don't like that. I probably even spelt it wrong. But they got the point. Because I made sure I hit that caps on it. Really? Now that they done thought about what they did, now they want to text me and apologize. I didn't mean to hurt you. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. So after I got through reading that text, Brother Sean, I sent them another text. Now it take me a long time to text. So I'd really rather not do it, but sometimes it's just absolutely necessary. It took me 20 minutes to make this text. And I pray nobody call my phone while I'm doing it so that I don't have to start over. It wasn't a long text, but it was a text. I said, do you know that all of God's word is good? And it's helpful, and it's encouraging, and it's enlightening. But make sure when you send it, that it's God and not your flesh.
All right. Hallelujah.
I haven't heard from them anymore. Why? Because the church is spending so much time ridiculing, judging each other because they think they're so high and mighty and exalted, and it ain't nothing but their flesh. You know what I found out? My flesh can make me tingle. I'm the only one to do this. Sister Mother, I'm the only one. You know, a lot of times you get tired listening to gospel stations because they do more talking than regular stations. And most times they're not even talking about nothing. So you say, well, I'm not going to listen to no rap. I'm not going to listen to no souls, and you know, I don't feel like listening to no more symphony. I'm simped out. So you mess around and you hit one of them oldie but goodie stations. I know ain't none of y'all ever done this. And baby, you hit that song and it take you back. And you sit there and you going, Wow. I remember when. Next thing you know, you all in. Song you ain't heard in 20 years. You know all the words too. And then when you get through singing it, you feel like crap. Because now your flesh telling you, I thought you were saved.
All right.
Mr. Mrs. Holy Roller. King of Kings and Lord of Lords and blessed of God.
All right.
You better watch it. Let no man do what?
Deceive.
Say it again. Let no man do what?
Deceive you.
A lot of these words actually mean the same thing, but I'm not going to really go into it. But it says, let no man. Most of the time that I've been deceived, it's been me.
Yeah.
Some of y'all looking down. Self told me, that's just what you need. Self said, don't worry. Don't nobody know. Self told you, you can handle this. And it tricked you. You got tricked by yourself. It said, let no man deceive you by any means, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Mother, I had a friend say, next time I get married, I'm not married for love. I'm married for money. You know what folks don't want you to know no more? That they got some money. So you about to be 90 years old, still waiting on that one with the money. You done tricked yourself again. For the day shall come, but for that day shall not come except there come a... Say it louder. Say it one more time. Guess who falling? Falling away means that you're moving in the wrong direction. Is it a song? I know, I don't worry about him. That's why he come up here. He come up here to agitate me. He mess around, I do Brother Hart on him. Only I won't hit him with the Bible. I'll hit him in the head with this mic. You will deceive yourself because you'll find yourself looking for love in all. Y'all heard that before, huh?
Amen.
And guess what it calls you to do? Fall away. It pulls you away from God. Do you know how hard it is to get back? Even though God done forgave you, whether men forgive you or not, do you know how hard it is to get back to where you were?
Hallelujah.
Your mindset will beat you to death.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Andy, I'm going to have to finish this next week. It's going to come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed. Now, we understand, we talk about it enough, so we know that when you see the word sin, it's not talking about acts or manifestations, but it's talking about a nature and a character. That man of sin, the word be revealed means to take the covers off. Pastor Relliford, you know what the most disturbing thing that ever happened to my in my life? When God pulled the covers off of me and let me see what I really was. Do you know how bad that hurt? My God, I'm a tongue talker. I done laid hands on the sick. They done recovered. I done called to different states and folks done sent me back testimonies of how God done delivered them and healed them. God done pulled the cover off me and say, you are not nothing. Whew. Yeah, I heard it. Amen. That sin, that man of sin, be revealed. Take the covers off. The son of perdition or destruction or ruin or waste. This is something I didn't see before. When it talks about the son of perdition, whose son are you? whose son are you? I said, I'm the son of Reuben Gardner. But who's Reuben Gardner the son of? Well, Reuben Gardner said he was the son of his father. But who is his father the son of? When you get through researching about your genealogy and finding out who you are actually the son of, you find yourself all the way back in Genesis. Y'all quiet. I like it. Why? Because who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, because you are greater than God. I know you never just flat out said you was greater than God, but when God told you to do something, you did it your way. God said, I need you to study and show yourself approved. You say, why should I do that when I can listen to tapes? God said, pray without ceasing. Why should I pray without ceasing when I can go to church and have somebody pray for me? You opposing God. You opposing His God, His word. You are opposing the word that God has put, and you have exhorted yourself or made yourself bigger than the word that God has placed in your life.
Amen.
The church is on its way to hell in a handbasket. Because they don't understand that this man of perdition don't know how to love with the love of God.
All right.
Don't you miss God.
Amen.
Because you don't know how to love with the love of God. Folks going to agitate you. They going to get on your nerves. They going to bother you. They going to frustrate you. They going to judge you. They going to ridicule you. They going to talk about you. They going to afflict you. They going to, you name it. They going to do it to you.
Amen.
And the moment you decide to take it personal, you about to lose the fight. We done set up in the house of God, whom we are, and declared ourselves to be God. I'm going to jump all the way to the end. Y'all keep on sitting around waiting on the beast to come up out of the sea, which in terms, Greek terms, actually means people. There's a beast that's going to come out of the people. Paul said, for it's already here. I can't afford to miss God, Rev. I can't let me trick me and seduce me into missing God. Because God is not playing. Look at what it says. I'm going to read quickly. Worship so that he is God, sitting in the temple of God, proving, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? That's back when. And now ye know that what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in the season that we're in, for the mystery, the mysteria of iniquity or lawlessness. It's a mystery because everybody thinks they're good.
All right. Amen.
We look at people on the streets and we assume that we're so much better than they are. We assume because folks don't dress the way we dress, talk the way we talk, carry themselves the way we carry ourselves, that they are beneath us. They are finding more folks that ain't had a bath in 3 years and clothes look like nothing are millionaires.
Amen. Right. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But their character and their nature makes them a pauper. I don't care how rich you think you may be. You better make sure your character and your nature has the love of God in it.
Amen.
The word keeps saying, Jesus coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. All he's going to do is look into your heart, and if he don't see the love of God, he's going to say, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Oh, wretched man that I am, who is without excuse. It already exists and is working. The word work means something that is already manifesting. Something that is already in. Thank you. But we can't see it because we're holier than thou. Then it says, doth already work, only he who now let it will let until he be taken out the way. Keep on letting your character and your nature guide you and lead you, and you'll find yourself I can't say what I just thought. My mother used to say it all the time. My mother used to say, boy, you keep messing with me, you're going to be out of luck. Keep on messing with God, and you're going to be out of luck. Some of y'all already filled in with your own words. I'm closing, really. And then shall that wicked be revealed. You notice, we used to always preach, I don't know about you, Pastor, but I always just say, that wicked one. But I noticed last night that the one, there's no one there. How many noticed that? There's no one there. It says, and then shall that wicked be revealed.
All right.
That's when you begin to see yourself as yourself. And you realize that you need God more now than you ever have in your life. Because somewhere in the Bible says, for all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you can't tell some saints that, because they walk like this. Heart just as dirty as it want to be. But they got that persona. You can't tell me nothing. Ha ba 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 shata. They don't know what they're saying, and God don't know what they're saying. Y'all done visited other churches. You done seen it. Brother Henry, remember we used to go to Sister Allen's church? I saw some stuff that made me not want to serve God. There was a young man that could shout, my God, like you ain't never seen anybody shout. And I used to sit and watch him. He can start shouting right here. And he would shout all four corners of this room. But some strange way, he managed never to run into that wall. And I mean, you ever seen the drum corps or the marching bands? How high they get their legs? That's how he was shouting. All along the corner. He get to that corner and he turn. I'm not lying to you. He get to another corner and he make that turn. And I thought this man was so spiritual. I said, he got to know God. Look how high he can get his legs, and look how he dance, and look how he don't run into the wall. This one particular day, Brother Andy said, Dennis, why don't you go downstairs and pull those cables up from the basement? We had to run these 100-foot cables. They were heavy. We used to hate carrying them cables. And I was already upset. I said, why he asked me? But I went down there to get the cable. On my way up, I heard Sister Allen's husband asking him to do something. His spirituality came out, John. When he got through telling Brother Allen what he wasn't going to do and where he could go.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You better watch who your friends are. Mess me up. Decided that I didn't want to have nothing to do with the God that he served. Because I couldn't understand how he could dance so eloquently and talk just as eloquent. I gotta go. We have got to go. But the wicked is going to be revealed. The cover is going to be pulled off. Whom the Lord shall consume or use up with the spirit, or found out that the word spirit ain't talking about spirit himself, but it's talking about his mental disposition, the mind of God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This is the mind that is going to overwhelm your mind, give you the ability to do what? Bring your flesh, your ideas, your principles, your character under subjection to the word of God. Yeah. God's trying to consume everything in our lives that don't represent him. But guess what? We're trying to hold on to it because we like it.
Yeah.
Somebody say, we ain't gonna finish. God gonna consume with the spirit of his mouth. That messed me up too. I just assumed it was talking about the mouth. It was. But then God put some drop in my spirit, the book of Hebrews. For the word of God is like a two-edged sword. The word mouth here means edge. If you're not studying your word to show yourself approved unto God, if you're not meditating upon that word, when Jesus come back, and he coming, they preaching that he ain't coming, but he coming. And they preaching he gonna be in the mountains, but he ain't gonna be in the mountains. So you can go to the mountain if you want to. Don't let him come back and find out that you won huge, I'm going to give you a break, 98 pound of flesh. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Wow, help me, Jesus. Help me. And he shall destroy with his brightness of his coming. That means he's going to render some stuff useless. Even him who's coming after or alongside the working or the efficiency of Satan. Well, we're talking about the devil. No, we're not. It's a type shadow. It's a Hebrewism for someone who has what? Is an accuser.
All right.
You better stop accusing folks.
Amen.
For your condition. For your situation. For your circumstance. I've been there. I wouldn't be here if I hadn't been there. Then God say, well, let me ask you this. Why were you there? All right. With all power and signs and lying wonders. Power means ability. Sign means the effects are produced of the ability. And wonders don't mean miracles. It means the teaching intended to be a prodigal or a product of that which is what? Going to escort you. Into hell. Now listen to me. Hell might not be your pit. Hell might be your circumstance. I've been in some circumstances that felt like hell. I done read enough about hell to think that what I was in was it. With all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. What is he saying? You better stop picking who you want to love.
All right. Say it.
Don't let your flesh trick you.
Yeah.
Me, myself, it's some folks that I would actually get a kick out of hating. Because they don't mean you no good. Every time you see them, they got something derogatory to say to you. But God said if you hate, you'll be hated. Don't you get deceived. Don't you be tricked. Folks that understand, the old nature is no fool. They think he a fool. I've been hearing preachers all week talk about how nice he was. How he got tricked. How the woman abused him in the garden. When I just got through reading where it says, and the man was made first. And he was not tricked. The woman was deceived. Not the man. So you can think the devil deceived him all he wants. Okay. Most women that get tricked are tricked. Y'all can say it. By a man. Y'all can look at me just like that if y'all want to. You better make sure you got the love of the truth that you might be saved. Because let me tell you what God is doing. It's folks all around you that are crazy as they absolutely want to be. You know why? Because they done got so caught up in themselves that God done sent them a strong delusion. Whereas they come to the places, everything they see represents flesh. I don't think I want God to do that to me.
Amen.
In themselves, they are being deceived. That you, what's the old saying? Folks would rather believe a
lie
than the
truth.
How many times you done believed a lie and find out that it wasn't true later? I didn't get that many amens on that one. You better understand. You better get yourself ready. Because Jesus is on his way back. He's coming back. And he's coming back for a church that's to figure out that they have to love the brethren just like they love God. Because Jesus is going to search your heart. And if he find any disparity that don't recognize or talk about or show forth the love of God in your heart, you are going to miss God. I would be very unhappy to be healed of cancer and still not make heaven my home.
All right.
I'm done. Next week we're going to preach on the glory. Trying to let you know. Don't get tricked. Don't allow yourself to trick yourself and miss out on everything that God has promised you. Don't let your mind tell you that he ain't who he is and that you can't have what he promised you were going to have. You better recognize everyone's stand.